Thank you for watching another video by Impound Comics. Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
I'm Brent Trey Sands, writer and the creator of the Impound Universe, and we are back for another episode of comics, movies, hip-hop. I already said hip-hop, anime.
There you go.
Pop culture, all things fiction and all things. Kyron, tell them what's going on.
Man, one time for the one time. It's your boy, Kyron Shank, man. Welcome back to another episode. Man, we, what we got going on today?
Today, we just on some trivia. We just on some back and forth comics.
Ooh, I like that.
Comics, so movies, debates.
Ooh, so you know what? Because that first episode we did, right? Y'all had a lot to say. I mean, I'm just saying. I was scrolling through comments. But I was looking, I'm like, so I wouldn't mind testing, you know, of course testing us, of course, but you know, testing them too.
Yeah.
You know, since y'all know everything, especially with that Superman and you know what I'm saying.
It was definitely
Goku debate. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it was a lot going on with that one.
I'm just saying.
Superman and Goku, Superman and Thor. There's still people saying Omni-Man will beat Superman, but you know, it'll never go away. It'll never go away.
Oh my goodness gracious. You know. With the Thor and Superman, some of y'all was on my side, and I messed with that. Some of y'all had some outlandish things to say, but y'all was on my side, and I messed with that. But y'all got to get over this, man. I'm the man getting his ass whooped 20 times out of 40. I mean, 40. 20 times out of 10. Yeah, I said it. 20 times out of 10.
He ain't even the strongest Viltrumite.
Facts.
He's not even the person you should be ranking. He's just the most popular.
Hey, real quick, before we really get into this trivia, did you see the last episode of...
I did. That may not be the last episode by the time this one come out, though.
Ooh. I know it.
But whenever we are, whenever we are, when this come out, I still saw the last episode.
But wait, real quick, was Shorty supposed to come in that fast? What's my girl name?
Nissa?
Nissa?
Yeah. Spoilers if you haven't seen it, but it is weeks later. You should have already seen it.
Y'all should have already seen it.
Or you ain't trying to watch it.
Right.
But I at least threw the disclaimer out there for y'all. Because I know, anytime, bro, I could talk about Star Wars Episode 3. And someone will say, you didn't say spoilers. This movie came out like in 2004.
It's like 20 years ago.
Now I just say it.
What?
I'm used to just saying it. Because if I was saying that, I'll talk about Game of Thrones Season 1. I'm like, I'm sorry, you missed it.
You a good one. Because I'm look, if you don't like me, block me or whatever the case, because I get spoilers.
Not that bad.
But
after a year and a half, maybe 2 years, or if you just haven't seen it, I'm like, oh, you want to watch it? Yeah, I think I'm going to start it. Okay, I won't spoil it for you. But something that's 10 years ago?
Yeah, get over it.
That's your fault.
Get over it.
You just didn't want to watch it that bad.
Yeah.
But no, I think... I felt like it took too long for her to show up. Remember I told you, I'm tired of all these side quests.
Yeah.
Let's get to the Viltrumites.
Let's get to the nitty-gritty.
She showed up and put hands and feet on them, though.
Good Lord. Like, what is it? What is it with them? Because, again, like I said in the first episode, I never got to really know Invincible or actually read the comic until, you know, Prime came out with this. And, you know, doing a little bit of research, I'm like, first, why is his name Invincible if he getting folded all the goddamn time?
Yeah, that's a superhero name. That's it.
Getting folded, I mean, like, there's some superheroes that get folded. Batman be getting folded every now and again. But you know what I'm saying? He still got his strengths, weaknesses. But dog, every fight you get folded?
Every time you think he's getting stronger, a Viltrumite shows him he got a lot to learn. But he's only, you know, Viltrumites don't get powers at all until they're 16.
Yeah.
So he's 18, I think, now. So hasn't had time with them. Viltrumites are old, you know? So that's a big part of their powers. Omni-Man is 2,000 years old. People probably think he's like 50.
He got that OG strength.
Yeah, the character like Anissa, she's been around a long time. They just stay in that 20 to 40 look for like 1,000 years.
That's facts.
Anissa. So that's just, it just isn't a real experience thing with them. You know what I mean? So,
she fine as hell, though.
Yeah, from cartoons, she was going crazy. She kind of looked like because Omni-Man looks just like his voice actor.
J.K.
J.K. or J.R.? J.K.? J.K. Simmons?
J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah. Rowling.
Yeah, that's where I was always got confused, but I knew that was wrong. That's why I paused.
Yeah.
But she looked like a little bit like Deadpool's girlfriend.
Ooh, dang, what's Shorty's name?
That's who she kind of reminded me of.
She kind
of
does.
A little bit. Just a little bit, but yeah. It was good, but yeah, that was all tight.
But yeah, I just want to throw that out there because I was actually, like I said, just reading and doing a couple of research. I mean, and even a couple of fans were just like, oh my gosh, like they're rushing, you know, I guess her meetup with Invincible and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And seeing the comic, first of all, the comic is huge.
Yeah.
Like, it's huge.
Yeah.
So I get it. But at the same time, I do agree with your point. It's like, yo, like, can we?
This is killing me. People are going to complain just for the sake of complaining.
Yeah.
Every single time someone reads a book, they just always have to feel like it's not exactly the book. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's not. You shouldn't expect it to be exactly like the book. It should respect the books and follow a path. But it's like, it's animation. It has to move faster. You can't animate at the pace of a book. That's, you know, like, Game of Thrones, one of the greatest shows of all time, the books are 10 times longer than the seasons.
Factuals.
It just is what it is. That's just, you have to go faster.
Still to this day, they could have taken at least 3 years to finish that damn season.
Yeah.
They could have.
Well, it still wouldn't have mattered. It would have been the same result.
You think so?
100%. The reason why it's not bad because they rushed it. It's bad because he's not done with the last book.
Right.
Still right now.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, we could. I don't
yeah, we could have waited.
Wait.
He might not finish it though. They're like, bro, when is this coming? It's been 10 years since your last book. Now, I agree. But he's been writing this book for a long, long time. But yeah, it would have. The fans would have rioted. They couldn't make the show just stop like that. Now
they could have made a mini movie.
But now they did do him a favor though, because it was so bad. When he does release that book, that's gonna be the highest selling book in history, because everyone's gonna have to know.
I get it.
Yeah, people who had no desire to read the books are gonna get a book because they have to know how he would have ended it.
Facts, because that ending was just
terrible.
And I wasn't even a Game of Thrones fan like that until, you know, somebody hit me on the side of the head with it during COVID.
Yeah.
COVID. And I was like, damn, this is...
Game of Thrones is actually fire. Game of Thrones is my favorite thing, man. He's my favorite writer, everything. Game of Thrones is my number one.
I'm still leaning towards Lord of the Rings for me, but that's another...
I always like Lord of the Rings. My thing is, Game of Thrones made me like it a little bit less, even though I still love it. And that's only because of the PG-ness of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones brought in that harshness, that punch you in your chest, people die, you don't see it coming.
You just like violence.
I do. And that's why I like Gotham. That's why Spawn and Hulk are my two favorite characters.
Good God.
I like darkness and stories. So Lord of the Rings obviously has darkness because it has
orcs. Who hurt you?
Man. Fiction. Fiction. And women.
Good Lord. You can't get some niceties and you just got to get it. Stab.
But it's like, with Lord of the Rings, like I said, I still love it. That was one of my first favorite things.
Yeah.
But then, like, Game of Thrones made me feel like, okay, Gandalf can't save them at the nick of time every single time. Every main character made it to the end. All of them. Something has to hurt. Pause.
They just enjoy though. No diddy.
Yeah, no diddy. Something has to hit hard. No diddy. I already said that on TikTok multiple times.
Yo, this new saying of No Diddy
is crazy. I've said it multiple times on TikTok already. I said it day one and everybody was laughing about it in the comments.
Oh my God. Well, when I seen somebody say that, I'm like,
what? ESPN, they said it on ESPN like 2 days ago. Yeah.
Anyway. I mean, bro, you can't just enjoy the story. Yeah, just enjoy it.
No, I love Lord of the Rings. Yeah. That's all I said. But I wish they pushed that needle of violence a little bit more. You know, the whole fact that, like, the orcs lose every time.
Hey.
It don't matter if there's 10,000 of them.
They got to step up.
Bro, they'll be fighting 500 human beings. And it's like, look, the orcs, they're a little bit slower, but they're not that dumb.
I mean.
That it's like... 10,000 of them, they're way stronger. They just lose.
You ever seen the pile of dirt? Hey.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, I absolutely love Lord of the Rings, but I just wished it was a little bit harsher. That's all.
I feel it.
The story is A1. That's one of the greatest things ever written.
Yeah.
But I just like, you know, Game of Thrones' unpredictableness.
Yeah.
You know, so that's really what it came down to for me.
The unpredictableness is right, because I ain't gonna hold you when my man Ned.
Nobody saw that coming though. That was the first main character to ever die in season one.
Literally.
Yeah.
I'm thinking my man's about to be okay. Oh yeah, I see the hero. I see
the sword's coming down. You think he's gonna get hit by an arrow?
Facts.
And then it just comes down, and it ends. No, and I'm still like, can't be dead.
Is this a dream?
The whole week goes by and it starts. I'm like, dang, he really dead.
Yeah, out of there.
Is the story now? I don't understand.
I was sitting here like, wait a goddamn minute.
Yeah.
Y'all just killing off main characters? We can do that now?
And then I swear I thought Robb Stark was going to avenge him. No. I was 100% sure the son was going to avenge him. And then when that happened, I was like, all right, I'm done trying to predict this show.
Spoilers, Red Wedding. I don't give a damn.
It's been 10 years. Yeah. We good.
I think that's probably the Red Wedding was probably one of the most, like,
devastating.
Egregious.
Yeah.
Devastating. And on top of that, I was sitting here and I paused it. I'm like, wait a minute. It's a dream. Gotta be a dream. Nigga,
it was unbelievable.
And left me just like that. Well, all right.
What's the saddest scene in any show or movie that you ever saw?
Ever? We're talking about animation-wise, too?
Yeah.
Saddest? Actually, you know what? Because this probably took it for me. Endgame, Tony Stark.
Yeah, Tony Stark is one of them.
I don't think I've never felt such a gut-wrenching performance of characters. And just like, oh my God, he died.
Yeah.
He's really dead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they really killed off my man, Iron Man.
Killed off Iron Man.
He dead. He dead, bro. Actually, crazy enough, I showed my ex Endgame, right? Actually, I got her into Marvel. And I mean, like, literally, like, invested. We literally watched Disney Plus from Captain America all the way to Endgame.
Yeah.
I think I still got the video. I have never seen someone boo-hoo, like they lost their auntie who cooked the favorite green.
Yeah.
I mean, boo-hooing, my boy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, did I just fuck up here? Like, she gonna kick me out.
Yeah, she's dead with me. Mine, that was one of them, for sure.
Yeah.
Like we said, Game of Thrones, but I think the one that really hurt was Gwen Stacy on Amazing Spider-Man 2. That one hurt, I ain't gonna lie. You know, no matter how you feel about that movie, her death was brutal, because it was shot so beautifully.
Yes, it was.
Like, shows her eyes, zooms out, you see his view.
Yeah.
He shoots the web.
Just.
And what made it sad is he didn't know she died before us.
Yeah.
We knew she hit her head. He thought he saved her.
Yeah.
And then when he tried to wake her up, I ain't gonna lie, that hurt.
That was just.
That hurt.
And speaking of which, unpopular opinion, I like The Amazing Spider-Man. Both movies. I like Andrew Garfield.
Yeah. You know, it's
all y'all.
A lot of people, I think it's like a new way. It's like the same with the Korra Aang thing. People are starting to come around and now talk good about Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man.
I was dying on that.
I never knew people were that angry. It was like social media let me know later how much people hated certain things that I didn't hate.
Because
I never hated The Amazing Spider-Man. Now, I didn't think it was better than Tobey's, but I didn't hate it.
I agree.
And then I also never hated Legend of Korra. The internet showed me how much people disliked it.
Except Spider-Man 3. Spider-Man 3 was
horrible. And you want to know what's my... Yeah, no, Spider-Man 3 was garbage. When he did the gothic part, when he was walking down. Yeah, I just couldn't get with that. And Venom. Venom was horrible.
Wait.
Venom was horrible. And Spider-Man 3? You like that adaptation of Venom?
No. I thought we were talking about the actual movie Venom.
You said that the Spider-Man 3 Venom was better than the actual movie of Venom.
No.
That's what you just said.
I did not say that. I looked at you because I thought you were saying the movie Venom was
he
trash.
He said Spider-Man 3's Venom.
Run the camera back.
He said Spider-Man 3's Venom.
Put it in the comments.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yes, it was.
But yeah, there was... You know what's funny is I never knew that people hated X-Men Last Stand until like Instagram and TikTok. I had no idea everybody hated that movie.
You didn't know?
No, I really didn't. I felt like I had to hate it because everybody else did.
Oh, damn.
But I actually enjoyed that movie. That was a movie that people don't like, and I realize I'm in the minority of that one. And I've accepted it. I didn't think it was the best X-Men movie. I didn't think it was better than like X-Men 2. X-Men 2 was my favorite.
Shit was horrendous.
The Dark Phoenix was dope to me, bro. I thought it was dope. Now, the Dark Phoenix one from the first class one, that was horrendous.
That was very much horrendous.
Yeah.
I will agree with you on
that. Yeah, but
I will agree with you on that.
The original one, I didn't hate it as much as everybody else did, I guess. It's not my favorite. It's not my favorite movie or anything.
Facts.
But I didn't hate it.
It had its moments. Mm-hmm. I will give you that. It had its moments.
I ain't know, man.
Because I'm a big Hugh Jackman fan.
I ain't know, man.
And, you know, Logan's just Logan. I feel like that's the reason why we got the three X-Men how it was.
Logan is peak.
Peak. But that and Halle Berry, because she fine as hell.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know how we got three of those movies.
Hugh Jackman is the only character that's has one live action adaptation. Well, I guess yeah. Iron Man too.
Yeah,
but longer, a longer period of time.
Yeah.
He's been him since, when was the first one? Like 99 or 2000?
2002.
That was the first movie?
2002, 2003. Yeah.
The longest adaptation in live action. That's what I meant. Not the
Facts. I get
not
it.
The only.
Yeah.
It's only been one Thor. It's only been one a lot of characters. But he's been playing this one character longer.
Factuals. All right. So look, let's get to this trivia real quick. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, there's a lot of people talking shit in the comments. You know what I'm saying? So I want to test y'all's knowledge. Test your knowledge real quick. You have some questions?
We talking about bad movies, so let's talk about bad movies.
Okay.
Let's talk about superhero movies that didn't do well. And what we're going to say is this.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to give you two superhero films. You tell me which one has a lower rating.
Okay. Are we talking about like Rotten Tomatoes?
Rotten Tomatoes is exactly what we're talking about.
Cool.
What superhero movie is rated lower? We're talking on Rotten Tomato.
Okay.
Catwoman or Steel by Shaq?
First of all, Halle Berry, I love you. Wow.
Catwoman. One's rated later.
Catwoman or Steel by Shaq?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Catwoman.
Catwoman?
Yeah.
Incorrect. They're both rated exactly the same.
That is not fair. I need a C on the above. I need an A, B, or a C on the above.
I know. I should have threw that in there. So Catwoman and Steel are both rated 8%.
Good.
Out of 100.
Lord.
Which one's rated lower?
Okay.
Fantastic Four with Michael B. Jordan or Elektra?
It gotta be Fantastic Four with Michael B. Jordan because Elektra was actually pretty fire. I liked it. I liked Elektra.
Listen, you talk about me liking The Last Stand. The Last Stand.
I liked Elektra.
Is definitely, that movie's definitely better than Elektra. X-Men The Last Stand is better than Elektra.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
I was like, come on now.
Fantastic Four, but
No. You were right. Fantastic Four is rated 9% out of 100. Elektra is rated 11% out of 100.
Good Lord, what was even on there? Minds.
Batman and Robin or Madam Web? Which one's lower or is it the same? That's now the question.
Lower
moving forward.
Lower the same. Ooh, Madam Web was horrendous. Crazy enough, I actually watched that last night. I tried to. I fell asleep three times. Let's see. I'm going to go with Madam Web was the lower. Yeah, Madam Web was the lowest.
They're equally at 12%.
Batman and Robin, wouldn't that be?
People hate that movie.
Wouldn't
that was also
that's the one with George Clooney, right?
Yeah, he's literally ranked the worst live action Batman of all time. And that I will say this though, I watched that as a kid and I liked it. But I was a kid, and I never watched it again as an adult. So that was also another movie I didn't realize how many people hated that movie.
Peep this, I did watch it again, probably like in 2000 and COVID because had nothing else better to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, George Clooney, horrible. But as far as the villains, I actually like Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
I like Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
To me, the movie wasn't that bad because of the villains.
Are we naming the right one? I'm getting confused.
Yeah, we are. Okay. Batman and Robin.
That's not Two-Face and Riddler?
Mm-mm.
Because one's Batman Robin, one's Batman Forever. Now I just confused myself because I haven't seen it. Hold on, we can look it up.
Batman Forever is Jim Carrey's Riddler and
so that was that one.
Two-Face. What's my man's name? From Men in Black.
Shit.
We gonna call him Agent K.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I almost confused myself because I was like, Wait, which one came first?
Batman Forever was fire.
Yeah. So I confused myself because that's the one that I love and I thought people didn't like it.
Oh, nah.
Yeah, that one is amazing.
Yeah.
I confused myself.
Yeah.
I literally
I'm not
have.
A lot of people did not
I'm not gonna lie, I have not watched those movies since the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Like.
Once Batman Begins and the Dark Knight thing came, I just didn't want to see those old Batman anymore.
Facts.
So I just.
When Michael Keaton came out for the Flash movie,
yeah.
That's what made me want to watch. All of them back over again, just like, you know, just to kind of go through the
history. Go through the history of it. Yeah, that makes sense. Now, I just couldn't do it. I tried to watch the old Spawn. I was like, this ain't gonna happen. Try to watch Meteor Man, and I was like, I'm just gonna leave these in the place where I love them in the past. They can't come with me to the future, and it just is what it is.
I feel it,
but yeah. I love them for the time.
Yeah. I give me some. Give me some.
Next one.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I got one for you after this.
All right. The Crow, the second Crow, or Morbius? Which one's lower or the same?
The Crow, the second Crow, or Morbius, or are they rated all the same? That is a good flipping question. Freaking hated Morbius for one thing.
Yeah.
That's what Sony delivers.
I think most people did.
That's what Sony delivers. I'm going to go with Morbius.
It's actually The Crow.
How am I getting all of these wrong?
I don't think you've gotten one right.
I didn't
you got Fantastic
right.
Four, right? You got Fantastic
right.
Four, right?
Right.
But yes, The Crow is rated 14% out of 100. Morbius is 15% out of 100.
All right.
Which one is rated lower? Spawn or Ghost Rider?
Oh, come on, man. Because I actually like Ghost Rider.
This is Ghost Rider 2.
Shout out to Ghost Rider 2. Lower than Spawn.
Actually Spawn.
Get the fuck out of here. Excuse my language.
Spawn is 17%. Ghost Rider 2 is 19%.
Bro, I am shooting 0 for... I'm like...
Yeah, you missing, man.
One for 10 right now. Boy, I'm shooting like Draymond. Anyway.
Blade Trinity or Green Lantern?
Gotta be Green Lantern because Blade Trinity was the shit. I don't care. No, I'm a down that hill. Blade Trinity was the shit.
Blade Trinity's lower.
And
I knew you were going to say that because I knew you was your left for Blade was going to blind you. Blade Trinity was not the shit.
Why?
Blade Trinity was trash.
That's racist, okay? It's racist.
Blade Trinity's the only one that wasn't rated
good. Even Ryan Reynolds don't want to remember Green Lantern.
No, for sure. Blade Trinity was rated 24%. Green Lantern's 25%. Yeah,
by 1%. Because of what? Because of Ryan? I don't know. I don't even remember Green Lantern. Have you seen Green Lantern?
Yeah, I seen it when it came out. I never watched it again, though. Only thing I truly remember of that movie was when he made like a roller coaster of the car.
Oh.
It was like, this is dumb.
And then wasn't Mordo in Green Lantern too?
I don't remember too much about that movie. I ain't gonna lie. That was a one and done for me.
Yeah.
And I walked out. I didn't like it. And I just never. I don't remember too much.
Oh my God.
And I don't think we needed to remember too much.
We don't. I would like a black Green Lantern movie though.
Oh yeah. You know they had announced a Jon Stewart movie, and then I think it just got buried in the DC's stuff because you know it was supposed to be who played Jax in the new Mortal Kombat movie. And he changed his Instagram profile to Green Lantern and everything. And then I never heard anything about it again.
Wait, my dude who be doing the Kung Fu? No, never mind.
Not the old Jax though, the new one.
Yeah.
But he was casted to play Jon Stewart.
Michael,
I don't know his name.
Damn, because I love him. I love him as an actor. And I feel like he is overly due.
Yeah.
For something like that. And
he would have been a dope Jon Stewart. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I'm upset about that.
They announced it. I talked about it on TikTok. And then I went and looked at his Instagram. And like I said, he had the Green Lantern icon on his Instagram. And then I just never heard anything else. And then James Gunn showed up and all that happened. And I just think it just got lost.
Gunn, make it happen.
Yeah.
James Gunn, I'm rooting for you.
And the last one, Batman versus Superman or The Punisher?
Which one rated lower?
Rated lower or the same?
Gotta be the Punisher. Batman. Well, I'll take it back.
You know, a lot of people massively hate Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
I don't understand the hatred on the level that it's on.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't think it was good, but I didn't think it was the worst.
Bad.
Yeah, it really wasn't.
It wasn't that bad.
But
I like Flash, at least. I mean, for
now. But which one's worse?
Oh, man. Or equally, right?
Or equal.
Punisher. I actually liked the Punisher. Kind of, sort of. But I'm going to go with the Punisher.
They are both ranked exactly the same.
Get the done. Cast over.
29% out of 100.
Cast over. I'm sorry. I threw my hat.
29%
out of 100. I'm done. What the fuck? I don't understand.
I ain't gonna lie. If I would have had to guess, I would have said the Punisher is lower.
Thank you.
But it wasn't. It's not on
it. I don't even remember. Crazy enough, I don't even remember though.
Me neither. Like I just remember the guy who played Two-Face on The Dark Knight was Punisher. Mm. That's who was the Punisher in that one.
Okay.
But I don't remember the movie at all. And I don't want to remember it. I don't care to remember it.
Facts.
But yeah, that's all I got for that. So you failed this trivia. You got what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You got 1 out of 7.
I call a recount. Call a redo. I got some for you. So look, I got 3 true or false questions, right?
Yeah.
So look, true or false. Barry Allen's the fastest Flash.
True. No.
Oh!
Wally West.
No, lock it. He locked it in. He called true. He locked it in.
For some reason, when you said Barry Allen, I pictured Wally West. I recovered too fast for that. Wally West, my boy. False.
It's one of those questions that, you know, is easy, but then, you know, you're just going to say, oh, Barry Allen.
Yeah. I just caught off guard.
That is correct.
It's part of the, yeah, I know.
That's correct. Wally West is, you know, that guy. True or false? Actually, yeah, okay, true or false? Iron Man, or Tony Stark, if you will, is the richest character in Marvel.
He's the richest character in the MCU, but it's false in Marvel. Richest character
okay,
in Marvel.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
The richest character.
Let me take that back. MCU, because yeah, I meant MCU, not Marvel, because we already know who's the richest in Marvel in actual comics. But the MCU, is Tony Stark the richest character in the MCU?
Technically true on a sense of stated. But the richest person in Marvel is Black Panther.
Okay, there we go.
But it's like, we know that.
Yeah.
But they never officially said that.
Facts.
But like, they labeled Tony Stark as the richest man in the world in his movie. Okay. But that's also because nobody knew about T'Challa.
Okay.
But yeah, technically, the richest person in Marvel is Black Panther.
Okay. True or false? Last one. This is going to stump them, y'all. True or false? Gohan is the son of Goku.
True.
That's false, nigga. It's Piccolo. What you mean?
I was like, that was a fairly easy one.
It's Piccolo. If all y'all say it was true, it's lie. It's Piccolo. Piccolo is his daddy. Y'all just don't know. Well, we all know. You know what I'm saying? We all know. Can we just get that out the way?
Piccolo he definitely is was the father figure. You're saying?
No, he's not the father. That is his daddy. Okay, I'm done. No. That wasn't it. The last one. True or false? Endgame, the movie, beat out Titanic. Sorry, not Titanic. Beat out Avatar for the highest grossing movie.
False.
Please say who?
False.
Damn.
It did not.
I was gonna get his ass.
It did not.
I was gonna get his ass.
It did not. I know it didn't.
That was too damn easy, y'all. Help me out. Yeah, somebody should have given me some easy. Nah, I was coming off the dome, y'all.
Nope. That's completely false.
Okay. All right.
Avatar is it, man.
All right. Y'all, the questions he was asking me, I felt like it was slanted. It was slanted questions. You know what I'm saying? Slanted type shit. What else we got? You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all got them right. At least.
All
right. You feel me? Shit.
Let me see this. I ain't got nothing right now.
I'm about to.
Oh, I do.
What you got?
True or false?
Ooh.
Captain Marvel was originally in DC.
That's actually true. It's true. A lot of y'all youngers don't know that.
Shazam.
Correct.
Shazam was Captain Marvel.
Correctamundo.
Absolutely right.
Cool.
True or false? Carol Danvers is Wonder Woman.
I swear to God, if any of y'all say true, just log out. Just go home. Go home. False.
I don't know why I wanted you to say true so bad.
Why you want to expose me?
I just wanted to say truth so bad. That would have been a heck of funny.
That would have been funny.
That's all there.
Keep going. Yeah.
That's all I got with true or false. Let's get it like this.
Okay.
Rank these superhero movies without knowing what's next.
Oh, my.
1 through 5.
Okay.
First one, Iron Man 1.
Mm. So rank them 1 through 5.
1 through 5.
Without knowing. Okay.
Without knowing what's next. You rank the superhero movies 1 through 5. So where would you put Iron Man 1?
Okay, Iron Man 1. Ooh. I'm going 2. Just to be
2? 2?
Just to be safe.
Spider-Man 2.
It's all Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 2?
Yeah.
Okay. That's going 1. Because Doc Ock's performance was...
Dark Knight.
3.
Watchmen. Come on now.
5.
5?
Yep.
And the last one I had on the list was Logan.
Damn. I can't switch, can I? Damn.
No, you cannot.
Damn. 4. Yep, 4. I'm standing on the hill. I'm going 1, Spider-Man 2, because that performance alone was dope as hell. It's probably one of the breakaway Spider-Man movies that we've, one, ever freaking seen. You know what I'm saying? Even from cinematography, from the actors itself. I mean, Doc Ock was just, mwah.
Yeah.
Everything, great.
Amazing.
2, Iron Man, I mean, hey, we all love a comeback story.
Iron Man was great. I would say on this list, Iron Man was the one that probably should have been a little bit lower. Great movie, though. Great movie. But I gave you a lot of great movies.
You
kind of was going to die on a hill no matter what
you
picked. This is somebody's favorite movie somewhere.
Oh, my God. 3. I gave it 2. Who'd I give it to?
Number 3, put as Dark Knight.
3, Dark Knight, yeah.
Dark Knight for me is my number 1. It's either out of Dark Knight or Logan. Those are my 2 favorite solo superhero films. I absolutely love Watchmen, though. Like, Watchmen was like almost like the perfect movie to me.
I wasn't a fan of Watchmen.
Really?
Wasn't a fan. Only because my knowledge of Watchmen. And after seeing the movie and seeing that they're actually DC, you know, like literally in the universe. I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. So I kind of did some research. I'm like, okay, you know, this goes way beyond the DC that I know, of course.
But it was unknown to a lot when it came out, but it was definitely one of the best comic accurate superhero movies.
Interesting.
Like it translated really well from what people who did know about it loved about it. You know what I mean? So that movie was ahead of its time, in my opinion. Like
scarred the shit out of me, for one thing.
Yeah, it was deep.
That
speech when he was in jail.
Good Lord, dog.
He said, I ain't in here with y'all. Y'all in here with me. It was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, good.
I better leave bro alone.
Lord, you know? And then my mans, I didn't know he was damn near one of the most powerful in D.C.,
Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah,
Dr. Manhattan was cold, man.
Just the whole the swinging of the eggplant. I'm like, yo, what?
Why are we doing this?
Why is this in front of me? Why is this here? Like, are we serious?
No,
this
Diddy.
Is a superhero movie. No, Diddy. This is a superhero movie.
It definitely wasn't a kids movie.
Facts.
And that was what we were used to. Like that era of like Blade, you know, Watchmen.
Yeah.
And then up to like the Dark Knight. Those were like the first like setting the bar of now this is a serious universe. It's not just for kids. Just because they're superheroes, don't think this is for children necessarily. That like Blade to me was the first of that. I guess you could argue Spawn, but Spawn didn't get seen by as many people. Bad. You know what I mean? Blade was mainstream, set the bar. But it was so dark people didn't even know Blade's technically a superhero.
Right.
They just thought it was just another vampire, evil vampire. It's like, no, this is a Marvel character.
I was actually one of those persons.
Me too.
You know,
I watched Blade.
When did it come out?
This is the 90s. First Blade was like 99, something like that. Yeah.
90s. Yeah.
And it was until like the mid-2000s when I rewatched it and I saw the Marvel pages. And now that was familiar.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had
a legit comic.
I knew early 2000s that Blade was in Marvel, but I just, for some reason, I looked at it like the same way that like Marvel had made Star Wars comics,
yeah.
But Star Wars was still its own thing. Facts. I thought that, like, you know, he was in Marvel, but I didn't know, like, this was a Marvel production. Like, this is not him standalone.
Yeah.
It's actually Marvel Comics putting this together type of thing.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't the MCU yet, but it had the page falling down. I was like, oh. A lot of people felt that way.
Right.
And that's because they didn't promote it that way, too. They didn't promote Blade like how they promoted Black Panther.
Facts.
Like, black superhero. And I don't think they could at that time. Yeah. I think it was just... Vampire movies were the rage of the 90s.
Yeah.
And now this was like hood vampire. We all love Wesley Snipes. You know what I mean?
Hey.
And it just added on to that because the narrative of black superhero might not have went as well at the time.
Wesley, for one thing, hands down, he's my Blade for life.
Yeah. You know? Goated.
My Blade for life. Now, when I finally kind of realized that Blade was, you know, a Marvel character. I was actually in the animated Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wait, Blade is an actual...
Yeah, like you couldn't see him in cartoon form.
Yeah, like, I'm like, wait a minute. So this Negro, oh, all right, okay, I'm with it.
I love Blade. There would have never been no MCU without Blade, man.
Facts.
Would have never been the MCU without Blade. He took comic book movies to another level, and he was Marvel's first franchise.
Facts.
Cinematic character. Cinematic character, at least. You know what I mean? And then they made enough money from that to be able to start the MCU because they had unfortunately already given the rights to everybody else that mattered to somebody else.
Yeah.
So that, you know, Fox had X-Men, Sony had Spider-Man. What's the last one? Hulk is with
Universal.
Universal.
Yeah.
And so they just, Blade gave him enough to make Iron Man. And then that's where it started.
We just go.
And they just go from there.
I got something for you.
All right.
Five women superheroes. Five women superheroes. Okay? We're going to name one, count them off, or rank them without knowing.
All right.
Cool.
So you said I'm ranking five female superheroes.
Ranking five female superheroes. Gotcha. You don't know what's coming next. Cool. Wonder Woman.
Two.
Cool. Storm.
One. That's who I was honestly waiting for.
Y'all should have said that last.
That's what I was waiting for.
Should have said that last. Lady Monarch.
I'd have said that as one. But that's three. Three.
Okay.
She can go behind the two people that inspired her. Storm and Wonder Woman is her inspiration, so she can go behind them.
Catwoman.
Four.
Okay. Okay.
And then the fifth spot is what?
I was actually going to say Jean Grey.
Five. Jean Grey at five is okay with me.
Really?
Yeah. I would take all four of those other characters above Jean Grey. Now, not like, I don't think they're all more powerful than her, obviously.
Yeah.
But I like Jean Grey, but not like that.
Yeah.
I like Catwoman. Of course, I like Lady Monarch. Wonder Woman's the GOAT. Storm's the GOAT. Jean Grey is also a GOAT, but her character's just a little annoying sometimes. The love triangle.
She toxic.
Yeah.
Hell, but I like that, though.
Yeah. I love Dark Phoenix. I love Dark Phoenix, but I don't love Dark Phoenix more than those other female characters.
I feel it.
So I'm all right with that.
I ain't going to hold you. I'm a Jean Grey fanatic, so it's like, ooh. Yeah. Anyway.
As long as Storm's number one, man, I'm okay with that.
Definitely.
Queen Storm.
Love
Speaking of Storm, X-Men or Invincible, this season only, which one has been better? They both got the same amount of episodes.
I'm going 97.
97?
I'm going 97 off the rip.
Is that because of nostalgia? Or is that just because you truly like it as a better show?
No, for me, it's a better show.
Yeah.
Like, X-Men holds a special place in my heart, so I couldn't.
So nostalgia?
I could be biased. Not nostalgia. Because, you know, even Spider-Man, you know what I'm saying? The Spider-Man animated series was dope, but it wasn't my favorite.
Like, yeah.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like this is what you like.
Yeah.
You know? Invincible and X-Men, they're both animated superhero movies, but they're also very different.
Yeah.
Who they're appealing to, you know, the delivery, the animation style. And I think it's a preference. I think they're both amazing shows.
Yeah.
I love the X-Men more, but I see, like I said earlier, I also like darker things. And Invincible is very, very dark. And I love Invincible for that reason. But I'm not saying, but I'm not saying that I think Invincible is necessarily better.
Yeah.
But I prefer the Invincible, the boys, you know, Spawn. I tell you, Gotham.
Speaking of which, rest in peace, man. Shit, I feel so bad for even forgetting the name, but my man's who was in...
Oh, that just passed away from Gen V.
Yeah, from Gen V. You know, he was in Sabrina the Teenage Witch as well. His character on Gen V was actually, you know, excelling. I personally love Gen V. And that series is about to take a, you know, name of its own. So, you know, rest in peace.
I know.
But yeah, I feel it. I absolutely feel it. Invincible to me is what I've been waiting for a lot of animated, you know, shows, period. I mean, I kind of wish X-Men was on that type of time because, you know, Logan is a crazy, you know, person. A lot of these niggas is crazy. But at the same time, the storyline that's coming from X-Men, especially, you know, the continuation from the animated series, you know, we have, you know, Magneto as the leader of the X-Men. It's just like the storyline in general, it's about to be something special. And of course, you know, this is the first time MCU has actually came back with a banger.
Yeah. And like, just too, for the, what you had said, his name is Chance Perdomo.
Chance Perdomo.
I didn't want to say his name wrong, so I looked it up before.
Chance Perdomo, rest in peace, man.
Yeah, RIP to him for real, man. That's it's his career, he was already going. He's already a great actor. Yeah. But I think his career was about to hop into another level.
Yeah.
And unfortunately got cut short. So
especially if y'all seen Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the Teenage Witch on Netflix, y'all would know why I'm saying that his career is about to, you know, go the hell off. And then like you just said with Gen V, it's about to go into a whole different era type situation. So, you know, rest in peace. You know, showing love.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, you know, with X-Men 97, let me ask you this. After this series, I mean, we all know X-Men's coming back, or, you know, mutants are now in the MCU. Are we transferring from the animated series onto another X-Men movie?
Are you asking, is like, is it going to be canon to the universe?
Yes.
No, I don't think so. I think it's, I think, yeah, 97's standalone.
97 standalone?
Yeah. I think maybe they're going to take inspiration from it, but I don't think that they're going into a story from 97, no. I think it's just its own separate entity.
Factuals.
Because still just canon to the old X-Men.
Yeah.
But it has been amazing.
I just want, when they do come out with the X-Men, I'm just speculating, hoping, you know, since we're finally getting Fantastic Four, that they will do the X-Men justice.
Yeah.
Just as far as, you know, Fox tried. But they didn't have what the good man Kevin Feige has now.
I like a lot of the Fox work, though, with X-Men. Just not everything. Yeah,
I do, too.
Because I really love I really loved First Class, and I love the one with the...
Days of Our Future Past?
Yes. That was amazing.
That was an amazing film. Amazing film.
And the people who they had, the younger versions of the role, did it a lot of justice too. Magneto, though, is peak.
I cannot
Older version, wait. Younger version, Magneto
was
peak.
I cannot wait. Let me say it again. I cannot wait until they get, I keep forgetting his name too, but he was in Split. He was in a lot of other movies and things of that nature too. He's a
Professor X.
The young Professor X, he has to be, Kevin Feige, has to be in the MCU. Please, Lord God, put him in there. Please.
Yeah.
Him now, and the young Magneto.
It's possible he'll be in Deadpool.
You know, well.
Probably not, but it is possible that they're going through all the universes. That's the purpose of it, is like tying all of that together. It's possible.
Let me ask you this. Would you see Denzel as Professor X?
No. No. I'm not with it. I'm not with that. I know who else wants to play as
Magneto. Wait a minute. I'm not mad at that.
No, what's not Magneto? He wanted to be Professor X. Who are you about to say?
I'm talking about dude who won the
Bro, that was in Star. I know his name.
I do too. Because
from Breaking Bad.
Yes, and also that new Netflix show. Oh my God, Gentleman. And he also has his own stand.
I know his name.
I know.
And that's
we gonna call him Carlo.
It's something.
We're gonna call him Gus.
Jen and Carlo. What's his name?
Nah, bro.
It's something like that. No.
No. It is mm-hmm. something like that. But
I'm losing.
But I'm breaking bad.
Giancarlo.
Okay.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, I was like, I'm on to it. I felt like something was wrong. Giancarlo. Yeah.
Did he wanna play Professor X?
From what I seen, that it was Professor X.
Okay.
Yeah.
He wanted to play Professor X, and then he wanted Denzel to be Magneto.
You know what the problem is for me? For one, I'm done with giving us rewashing black people for characters. I'm done with
it. I agree.
I put me on. There are so many black characters that we have not gotten a chance to see. I'm over switching black for headlines. Yeah. I'm over that. Yeah. Like, it was okay at first, you know, when it was actually trying to add representation, including us into it. It was fine at first. But we have so many characters.
So many.
Bring us Blue Marvel. Bring us Static Shock in live action. We have Icon. We have, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, get us Blade again. I want to do that.
Mahershala Ali.
But the main.
I'm patient with you.
The main reason why I don't want any black person to be Professor X is the part of that relationship. I mean, I guess if they switched it to story, because I know they always try to do the metaphor of the Martin Luther King, Malcolm X thing. But Professor X is wealthy, comes from generational wealth. And he's a little bit blind to true discrimination because of that. He's done so well in his life. So that's really the fire and ice between him and Magneto. Magneto came from the Holocaust. Facts. So he knows discrimination on a level that
Charles doesn't even
can't know. Even understand. And so how is what kind of black character is not going to have an understanding for discrimination? You know what I mean? And come from their whole family has been rich and he's been in this estate. Now, it's possible, but do you want to be that black character?
Facts. Because
I don't want to be that dude.
I'm sick of slave movies. I'm sick of, you know, because the only reason why I gave that look, because, you know, if there was a black Magneto, then, you know.
Black Magneto would make sense, though.
Yes.
More.
Okay, cool. So we're on the same page.
The Professor X part.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
You would almost make him a little Uncle Thomas, if you will, because he doesn't understand discrimination. Like,
right,
and how can a black character not understand that?
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I don't want that. I think the blindness to it because of the generational wealth of, you know, what he came from. That's what makes that relationship make sense.
Yeah.
And on top of that, like I said, I just want the characters we've been asking for.
Facts.
We don't need a new adaptation of them.
No.
I don't really care for that.
No.
I don't really care for that.
I definitely agree with that. I've had, you know, a lot of arguments about this. Well, why don't you, you know, want to see our black people winning with these characters? I'm like, yo, there's so many other black characters that we can introduce.
I want Giancarlo and I want Denzel in the MCU.
Yes.
But I just want them to be somebody else. Bring somebody else to the forefront.
That's fine.
Denzel is a popular enough actor that whatever black character he plays will become a mainstream character immediately.
Skyrocket.
It's out of here. How is it not? You know what I mean? So that's what we need to say. Fan cast who Denzel and Giancarlo should actually be.
Please leave Magneto and, you know, Professor X out of it. You know, we like the concepts, but.
Yeah,
tell us who they should be in the MCU.
Yeah,
please.
That'd be tight. That'd be tight if there's a few different characters with Denzel, but if he ever played an adaptation of T'Chaka,
that'd be fire.
Yeah, that'd be fire.
Speaking of adaptations, with Secret Wars coming out, this is just, you know, I'm going far left now. With Secret Wars coming out, are they putting everybody from every Marvel movie or Marvel and Association movie possible in this film?
They're trying that with the Deadpool, but yeah. I mean, it is a war between everybody. I don't know too much on it. I've read the comic.
Yeah, of course.
But honestly, don't know. I haven't looked up too much stuff on it. But as far as I know, yes, that's where the Marvel is moving towards. Is tying in every Marvel movie one way or another, that they're all MCU canon. So that's definitely a mission of Marvel right now.
Oh my goodness.
But to me right now, they're doing it with Deadpool and Wolverine, a big part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it'll be a banger.
I really hope so, man.
Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, both of these characters are literally in their past lives, Deadpool and Wolverine. Logan. Got to be.
I just lost that faith. I mean, look, the movie they were both in together already was terrible. The first Wolverine. Now that wasn't the MCU.
Come on now.
But Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman have been in a movie together.
Yeah, they did the whole
as Deadpool
fight,
and Wolverine
fight thing,
and it was a terrible movie.
And let's keep it a buck here, because half of these, you know, even the casual fans didn't even know. Oh my gosh, that's Deadpool versus Wolverine on top of the situation. But it didn't have the Kevin Feige touch.
No, I didn't.
So now we
But there's been some bad stuff with some Kevin Feige.
Come on, man.
I'm just not having my hopes high. That's it. I'm done with that. I'm hoping for the best. Yeah. I've been wanting this movie forever. I love all of them as actors. Coming in with a low bar, though.
Top three worst Marvel movies.
Worst?
Yes. In your opinion.
Top three worst Marvel movies ever.
In your opinion, yes. I know what you're going to say.
Ghost Rider, Elektra.
Oh, no, MCU. Sorry, MCU.
MCU. Worst MCU movies?
Yeah. We on Kevin Feige. We ain't on nothing. Yeah.
Quantumania. Black Widow. Number three spot. What would I say I dislike the most? I have a couple of options, and I'm just trying to make sure I say the right one on how I truly feel about the third one.
That's fine.
I may be more on an island, and I'm not going to say that this is the worst, but I truly hated Iron Man 3. I hated that movie.
My dog!
I hated Iron Man 3 with a passion.
I did too.
I think that Love and Thunder. Honorable mention. That movie sucked. The fourth Thor.
Yeah, man. No, I know.
But Iron Man 3, that was the first MCU movie I hated.
I can go with that.
And I honestly could tell you, too, I didn't like the early Thor. I liked Thor 1. It was okay.
You're stealing all of mine. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Thor 2 I didn't like.
Thor 2 Dark World.
Yeah.
This is mine. Thor 2 Dark World. Iron Man 3, horrendous. I actually like Black Widow. I'm gonna tell you why.
Go ahead.
The last, I would probably say, and I'm gonna get backlash for this. I don't really care. Captain America, the first Avenger. Me didn't like it.
Oh yeah, you are gonna get some backlash for that?
I don't give a damn.
I ain't gonna say
Captain
it was perfect.
Captain America.
I'm not gonna say Captain America
the
1 was perfect.
First Avenger.
What'd you think of the Winter Soldier?
Oh, fucking fire.
Okay, I was about to say, yeah, you about to get hung.
Fire. Probably one of the top best.
Captain America movies. To me is arguably the best trilogy. In the MCU, arguably. I'm not saying it is, but it's arguably. It's out of the Captain America trilogy, the Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy.
Oh, yes. And I would argue.
Well, who are you about to say?
If Iron Man 3 wasn't so trash.
Yeah, Iron Man 3 was trash.
I liked Iron Man 2.
There's a Spider-Man trilogy.
Yeah.
I hated the second one, though.
Really?
Mysterio? Hated that one.
Far From Home?
Yeah, I don't like Mysterio. I didn't like that movie.
I liked your boy as Mysterio.
It's like, Spider-Man is too powerful to be fighting somebody that don't got powers at all. Just over here tricking everybody. I don't like that. Spider-Man has an amazing rogue gallery. That's not the guy we want.
My nigga said, I'm sick of magicians.
Magicians. Pretending like he's doing stuff. This is dumb.
I mean, my man.
That would make more sense to Batman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I guess in essence, I could be the Riddler. But, like, I don't like it.
But since we're going from the MCU route, it kind of made sense. Just for the simple fact of, you know, he's now coming into himself as being, you know, yeah, I am a hero. Like, I am technically part of the Avengers, but you know, I still don't know. Not saying he didn't know who he was, but it was just like, yo, I still want to be that kid.
Yeah.
And with Mysterio, he was very, very believable. And this Peter Parker that we got in Tom Holland, he's impressionable. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I'm like, you know, to get in his head, to get, you know, to get his doubts, things that he's already been doubting within himself.
Yeah.
It's like, made sense to me. You know what I'm saying? It kind of made sense. So with him, you know, getting all up in his head, getting all up in, you know what I'm saying, the situation, it's like now to get over, okay, like, yo, I am who I am. I got to get over it. I am who I am. I am Spider-Man. I am your friendly neighborhood, friendly worldwide, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? Friendly Spider-Man. Neighborhood.
All right.
But I kind of like Mysterio as being the second, you know, tier, or when I say tier, just the second villain for us to see, especially coming into the Sinister Six, which yeah. I'm hoping that they still do. It was something for Peter in 616 to get over that hump.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at with it, you know.
Huh? I'm entitled to your opinion. I never want to watch that movie again.
Damn.
Hated that movie.
Damn. So I mean, but that's how I felt about Captain America and the First Avenger.
See, the difference is you wrong.
My ass.
Watch
fucking,
these comments.
Fucking red
watch
stolen.
Watch these comments.
Please
for
come
you.
For me. That was the
setup, though.
I get it. I still fell asleep on that motherfucker. I did. I will say it to the rooftops.
Love that movie.
This is the first time I actually.
When a Soldier's the best one, though.
It is.
But
Civil War is close, though.
Civil War is close, but Civil War is a bigger action film.
That's because all the characters.
Yes. Winter Soldier's a better story.
Yeah.
Better written, better executed superhero, spy, espionage, assassin movie.
Shout out to Bucky.
Yeah, Bucky, Winter Soldier's the GOAT. Yeah,
one time for one time. But
yeah, man.
For me, you know, I get it. It was a setup, and you know, most setups they have to do it.
They got
to
set up.
They got to set up. They got to do what they do. You know what I'm saying? Because just like, you know, with Doom, you know, everybody was like, oh, Doom was too slow. Doom was the setup. Doom 1 was the setup. And then Doom 2 came with a haymaker.
Yeah.
Hadouken.
Yeah.
But for me, the first time actually watching Captain America all the way through was when I told you I, you know, put my ex on to Marvel, and we watched everything all the way through. I'm like, okay, this ain't that bad. Still bad, but it ain't that bad. You know?
Yeah.
But to me, if y'all feel differently, let me know. Please let me the fuck know.
Well, on that note, we're going to wrap this up. Another episode of the Impound Podcast. I am Brent Trey Sands.
One time for the one time, y'all. It's your boy, Kyron Shank.
I still haven't figured out or mastered, like, the toss pause to him.
Yeah, but, yeah. We,
it's like,
we
I just looked at him. I was like, come on, say your name.
We're going to get it right, y'all. We're going to get it right. But,
we change it every episode. Because I don't be wanting to dominate the outro. I want him to also be included in the outro.
I appreciate that. So, you know what? We're going to work on this outro.
Yeah, we're going to figure it out.
You know what I'm saying? But for now, my guy Trace, I'm your boy Kyron, and Pound. We out of here, baby.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching another video by Impound Comics. Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel.